Morning, church. I want to thank y'all, those of you that faithfully prayed for me on my trip to Bolivia. It was an exciting time. As I went, I was not quite sure what the trip would be. I did not know if it was primarily going to be a time for encouragement for Plasto and Tony, which it was, or whether it be medical things, which I did do that, and even the Lord's opportunity in leading as far as being able to minister some in the Word, and he opened some doorways there as well. This is the map of the country of Bolivia. To explain where we where I was, if you look there under the word Bolivia, under the letter I, about the third city down is Santa Cruz. That is where I flew into and where we operate out of. And as you go towards the east, you see a city called San Jose de Chiquitos to the east, and another one called Roberay. We were somewhere in between those two in the area that we went to minister on one of our trips. The other trip, if you look right above the word B in Bolivia, you see a little city there called Trinidad. That's where we went on our second trip down there. That makes it easier. Okay. I thought that's what I was supposed to be seeing. Okay. The blue arrow is Santa Cruz. The gold arrow on to the right there, that's an area where Fua and La Ramada that we went to. And then the lightning bolt at the top is Trinidad. Okay. All right. This is in the community of Fua. You've heard of that before. If you've heard me speak at other times, this was a community set up to be away from the city for these people that were losing their children. And so this is really a small group, because the good news is most of the people were out in the fields working and far away, instead of it being a lot of people there. There were about 30 families there. That's our medicine set up there. We did do some medical treatment here. But the exciting thing about this, I had the opportunity to preach in Spanish for the first time. Not that I speak very much Spanish, but Placido dictated a 10 to 11 line long sermon for me, and I memorized it in Spanish and delivered that. So that was exciting to get to do that. This picture here is significant in that if you saw my slides last year, you'd seen this big shaft of rock. This is on the back side of that. This is a 44-acre tract that they're looking at purchasing for the training center for Bolivians, whether they're just trying to grow more in the Word or into full-time ministry, and they needed a site to build this in the Indian lands because that's who they're working with. What's significant are the two men on the right. A man who is seated is Pastor Juan from San Jose de Chiquitos. He goes up in this area and visits settlements on a regular basis. That's part of the ministry model, is to tie it in very closely with the local church. The man standing behind him is Cesar Sudabi, who is the missionary to the Indians that's supported by the foundation that Placido and Tony set up called Rafa. He speaks three languages. He speaks Spanish, he speaks Ayuré, and he also speaks Chiquitano. It's exciting to see that this work is going on in the church itself there with indigenous people, not just Westerners coming in and doing it. This here is picture was taken up in Trinidad. This was on the trip where we went further to the north. The man on the right is the pastor of the church there in Trinidad. And the man on the left is one of the main people that are connected with the river ministry. It was an interesting challenge that for years the church said that they didn't have the budget to reach out. Some money was given to build a boat, which they have in turn, they themselves have built. And we actually carried a 40 horsepower outboard motor up there to go on it. They have another couple that's going to be up on the river on a full-time basis. There's an area, it's about five, it's interesting. If you had a road there, you could drive there in 30 minutes or an hour. But by boat, on a little boat, we're talking 5 days navigation. There's an area of 12 villages that are asking someone to come and preach the gospel to them. About 50 to 75 years ago, a missionary went through this area one time and preached the gospel. And people know something about the gospel, but not even enough. They even really know enough for salvation. And they're wanting someone to come back and explain it to them. And that's the idea behind this ministry. This is an example of a boat being built. It's about 2 meters wide, or about 6.5 feet by about 20 feet long. And so it only has a draft of about 15 inches or so to go up these smaller rivers where the big boats cannot go. I always put in a slide like this. Rich likes these. It's a little surgery. After I did a digital block, Placido, remember, did you want to see that? I can zoom it in? No. Okay. All right. We did do a little bit of medical work while there, but that was not the main emphasis this time. In fact, what came more opportunity was the chances to speak. I even got an opportunity to sit down with some Bolivian pastors, answer questions on Bible questions and theology questions. As I see the Lord opening a new area in my life, and I'm real excited about that. I wanted to clarify two organizations you'll hear Plasto speak about when he's here. They'll be here in August or September. They'll be in the States for about 2 months on deputation. Rafah is the organization that Plasto started. He has 8 board members, and they are reaching out into the rural areas for evangelization, but not just to Indian, but to anyone in the rural areas, and building churches and doing it in connection with the churches. And then the other organization is Frelick, and that stands for Fraternity of Leadership in Churches. And this is a group of around 40 pastors or other Christian leaders in eastern and rural Bolivia that are sort of spearheading this. Like Placido said, they are determining the areas for us to work in, and then our organization is helping them. For example, that missionary I mentioned is actually supported by Rafah itself. And Placido is going to give you a lot more detail on this. I had a limited amount of time to speak this morning, and so I didn't want to overrun. But that's basically what we did while we were down there this year. And I appreciate your prayers. Thank you.